Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they come out of the world." If you have not come out of the world, you are not a sheep of God. You're a goat set for the judgment and the wrath of God to come. Loving our neighbor today, lifting up the biblical gospel, warning you about false Jesus all over the churches, all over the culture, all over this so-called Christianity, flesh and sin, and worldliness, and false gospels and false Jesus that cannot save. Test yourself, young man. You're part of a heretical false thing that will not save your soul but cause damnation on your soul. This is the wicked type of music I used to listen to when I was a worldly, carnal, fleshly man. If this moves you, you're in the flesh, not in spirit and truth of our holy Savior. Our Savior came into the world. He said, "I came to seek and save the lost." But you can't be saved if you're of the world and seek this fleshly entertainment. You're not going to be saved as you keep your willful sin. You're not going to be saved as you're part of the corrupt church systems. You're not going to be saved. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." You're not keeping the commandments of God today. You're walking in your flesh. You're walking in heresy. You're walking in everything that opposes the righteousness, goodness, truth, mercy, love, and grace of Jesus Christ. But there is another side besides his love, grace, mercy, hope, and truth. There is wrath and anger and justice. And he's coming in flaming fire. He's not a baby in a manger. He's coming as the roaring lion of Judah, flaming lion of Judah. And there's a roaring lion that has come to seek and seek and destroy your soul. 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8, the roaring lion has come to seek to destroy your soul. But the fiery lion of Judah, the King of Kings, he's coming to part the clouds. And he will destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. You don't know God if you're here and if you think this is worship. You don't know God if you think Jesus would be part of this. Christ would rebuke today's church services. Christ would rebuke today's denominations. As the sign says, wrath is coming. Flee the world and church. Repent. Jesus would rebuke today's church organizations because they're not of God. They're rooted in the flesh. They're rooted in sin. They're rooted in carnality. Listen to the wicked music. Look at the denominations. Look at the false doctrine. Look at the fruit of this place. The Bible says that doctrine brings you out of the culture. How you doing, young man? How can I help you?
Hey.
My name is Tupos. What's your first name?
Robert.
Robert, nice to meet you. How can I help you on this beautiful day to lift up the biblical Savior and warn people about his wrath that's coming?
I'm not sure you're protesting against this.
I'm protesting against American churchianity. Of course, this is all flesh. This is all carnality. Skillet. Wicked John Cooper will be up as the highlight show at the end. He played at Hellfest. Hellfest is a place for demonic bands. I got a video of Cooper on stage with the devil horns. And everybody in the stadium, devil horns. John Cooper thinks Marvel is a good thing, lifting up magical, mystical, pagan, witchcraft superheroes. They're like Jesus. These are the men. John Cooper is a multi-millionaire selling the music of God. Jesus made a whip for that in John Cooper. By the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection, Robert, you must repent and you must turn from your sin. Come out of the world. Come out of false churchianity. The churches are all made by man. Name a denomination. They're made of man. Name a denomination. made a man. Evangelical, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, non-denominational, Church of Christ, they're all made of man. And Jesus said, if you keep man-made traditions, young man, Robert, you worship God in vain. Oh, I'll block the sun for you. You worship God in vain. I can hold my sun high. You're pretty tall. Yeah. You worship God in vain. So look up our testing at don'tperish.com for free. We don't make money like these rock stars do.
Well, what's wrong with making money then?
Well, Jesus made a whip in John 2 when they turned the temple into money-making in God's name.
Yeah, because they're gambling there.
No, they weren't gambling. They were selling things and making profit. That's what these guys are doing. But let's not make it about that.
Yeah.
Let's make it about the gospel. What church system do you belong to?
I'm non-denominational.
Okay, non-denominational. Christmas and Easter? They practice them? Sure they do. Those are invented by the Roman Catholics. Good Friday's a lie. The gospel that hasn't called you out of the world and out of this is a false gospel. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You're following man-made churchianity and cultural Christianity that's going to damn your soul. So I'm not so much here against this, even though this is sin. I'm here lifting up Christ and warning about his wrath that's coming. Jesus would come and rebuke today's church systems because they've left the truth. Revelation 2 and 3, Jesus says, you have left your first love and you have sinned. I'll come and remove your lampstand. Those people had one or two issues, Robert. Look at the American church system today. Feminized, paganized, many of them ever more sodomized, corrupt. What's Jesus going to do to them, Robert?
But all of them like that, though?
I'm sorry, that?
Are all of them like that, though?
I don't know one that isn't. Name one that isn't. What's the name of your church? I'll look it up.
I don't have a church.
You just said you're non-denominational.
I actually go to a church that's just started.
Yeah. Here's what I encourage you to do. You got a Bible?
No, I do have a Bible.
Okay, yeah, Bible. A good Bible, like a King James Bible, not like an NIV or a Message or any. Those are terrible Bibles. Open the Bible. Start reading in the New Testament who Jesus is. And then see...
I know who Jesus is.
Okay, but wait. Read through the whole book of Matthew and see all of his calls to come out, to do, to lose your life, to follow him, to flee the world, to flee every false way, especially in the book of John. Flee every false way. You're not obeying Jesus and the scriptures. You're obeying man-made religion. And my website for free shows you that. And my email's on there if I can help you. Test everything to the word of God. You'll find out this is sin and worldliness, okay? I hope to hear from you. Love you, Robert. You're being deceived by false Jesus. Repent and come out for the glory of God. I love you. Test yourself. We're lifting up the biblical Savior. Holy is the Lamb of God. This is not holy. This is worldly and carnal. This is not biblical. This is sinful. This is not spirit. This is flesh. That's what's going on here. Flesh versus spirit, sin and worldliness. Look at your life. You're like the world. You're not like Jesus. If you're of the world, you're not of Jesus. If you keep false church traditions, like all of these churches do, you're not of Jesus.
Were you guys out at Hills Alive this year?
Yes, sir.
Very good. What would make you happy?
Oh, wait, you're with this place. I don't want to give you a gospel card unless you're a seeker. If you're with this place, there ain't no way you're a seeker.
I'm not a seeker. I'm already saved.
You're not saved. You have to endure every day. You have the hope of salvation, but you got to walk.
Why don't you become a fact checker?
No.
I'll even give you this.
I seen this. Fact checker, Acts, what is it, 17:11? Is that what I saw, the verse?
Yes.
What's the verse?
Yes.
Yeah. If you're a fact checker of the Word of God.
What did Paul say to the Bereans?
Oh, the Bereans, ready? We love it. We are Bereans. The Bereans were noble, and they had a readiness of mind to hear the Scriptures. That means prothumia in the Greek. I love that. Prothumia, you have not tested the Scriptures. What it means. Readiness of mind is prothumia.
You're close.
They tested Paul.
They searched the scriptures.
They had a readiness
daily.
Of mind to hear. What it says.
There.
You want me to read it? It says they had a readiness of mind. That is the word prothumia.
Go ahead, pull it up.
That is prothumia. So
pull
if
out
you,
your Bible.
If you would have studied.
Pull out your Bible.
If you would have studied Acts 17.
Pull out your Bible.
First of all, I don't take orders from worldly carnal men.
Well, you are a worldly carnal
no,
man.
No, I'm not.
You are, sir.
I'm not. I know what Acts 17 says.
Okay,
it said they had
out.
A readiness
pull
of mind, and they scoured the scriptures.
You aren't ready to share the gospel. You're not ready to.
I've been preaching the gospel all day. By Jesus shed
believe.
Blood, your death, his death, burial, and resurrection, you must repent. When you repent, you change your ways, change your mind. You come out of the world and you come out of the church systems. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. The evangelical, non-denominational, house churches in America, Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, name one, as I told Robert here, this young man, that is, name one that's biblical, they aren't biblical. By his shed blood and repentance, you can be born again. Acts 5 says he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. You're not obeying him as this carnal goat show. You're not obeying him linking to men like Skillet, hooligan John Cooper that play at Hellfest. And they're demonic men that make money off of Jesus Christ. So I started preaching the gospel. He just walked away. He didn't want to hear the rest of the gospel. By the shed blood of Jesus, repentance to him, you must be born again. You're not saved today. You have the hope of eternal life to come. You must endure. Are you going to interrupt the gospel? Don't interrupt the gospel, sir. Don't interrupt the gospel, Robert. By the shed blood of Jesus, you can repent. You can be born again. You can walk in holiness and obedience. And you can endure to the end. That is the biblical gospel. I answered a whole bunch of your questions, sir, and I told you to email me. I'm not here. I'm not here to answer your questions and be ordered around by your demands. The last man's ordering me what to do. Now you're telling me I got to answer your question. I can't even hear you over the music. Why don't you email me? I'll answer every question. Why don't you email me? Email me, and I'll answer any question you've got. I can't hear you over the music. I'm just going to keep street preaching. I love you. Cast yourself to the Word of God. Jesus Christ made the narrow way. Holy is the Lamb of God. You can't be of the world. You can't be of false man-made religion. You can't be of carnality and sin. You gotta walk in spirit and in truth. Holy is the Lamb of God.
Lord, as you promised in your word that anyone that needs to be born again, then Lord, they may be born again if they're not.
Make sure we got this. Because on video we have him lying. Yes, security guards. On audio they tried to throw me out. He lied and said they didn't try to throw me out. Wait till you see my testing. I got audio of your security guards wanting to throw us out. And you lying and saying they didn't. It's got to be on our testing. Test yourself to the Word of God. Loving our neighbor, folks. You're following a false Jesus. You're not following the biblical Savior. Repent and seek Him in spirit and in truth.